Listen to me very carefully.
Let
your spirit man be connected to us here now. I'm praying one prayer for you. And let your amen be dangerously loud. That the power of wasted opportunities will not make you a candidate. The tragedy of wasted opportunities. The tragedy of wasted opportunities. It is important for us to pray. That Father, let me not waste my divine opportunities. It is important to pray. That Father, let me not squander my open heavens. It's important to pray. Father, let me not run into deficit in the bank of heaven. It is important to pray, beloved. Father, let not my past be better than my future. Let my future be better than my past. It's important to pray, beloved. Say, my Father, don't let me become history while I'm still living. These are powerful prayers. All hinging on opportunities. It is important to pray. Father, let me not become a negative example. In Mark chapter 10, I read very quickly from verse 46. Mark
10:46.
The Yoruba leaders will just follow us. Mark 10, from verse 46. And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he had heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. There was a man who had an opportunity. He had an opportunity and he grabbed it with the two hands. And it was a good thing he cried that day. If he had kept quiet, he will have died a blind man. Because Jesus never passed through that route again. Jesus was on his way to the cross to die. There were many people surrounding Jesus there. But we didn't have a record of any of them recording any major testimony. Listen to these statements about opportunities. God's best gift to us is not in things, but in opportunities. What happened to blind Bartimaeus? He saw a divine opportunity and he grabbed it. What happened to the woman with the issue of blood? She saw a divine opportunity and grabbed it. God does not use a person who has had a chance and will not take it. Opportunity is often lost by deliberation and procrastination. When you dismiss a divinely ordained opportunity, you miss success. That's why we keep preaching to people. Strike when the iron is hot. Strike when the iron is hot. Once the iron becomes cold, you can't change it anymore. You are here at this night service. You have been invited to the mountain of fire. The establishment of the mountain of fire and miracles mercy is an opportunity. And you must grab that opportunity with your two hands. To miss it may be to miss destiny. Highly successful people are children of opportunities. What happened to Naaman the leper? Opportunity. A little girl said, there's a prophet in Samaria that could heal you. He went and grabbed the opportunity. Sometimes what we call adversity. God calls it opportunities. Some people here now, the enemy pursue them, and all the enemy succeeded in doing is to pursue them into their breakthrough. Small opportunities, they are often the beginning of very great achievements. That's why some people have said, opportunity knocks only once. And if you miss it, it will be a tragedy. Obstacles are opportunities in disguise. And great opportunities come to those who make use of small ones. Therefore, when opportunity knocks your door, you have to get up and answer the door. A brother was in a Christian meeting. He had a huge hernia. And there was a word of knowledge that there is somebody here with a huge hernia. If you will lay your hands upon it now, the hernia will disappear. The brother opened his eyes. Where he was seated, he found that he was surrounded by women. So he looked around. And he found that some of the women were not closing their eyes. So he didn't want to lay hands on that place in their presence.
So abe dawole ibi tibi loju won.
So he laid his hands on his lap instead.
De koko gba wole bi to ndun, itan lo gba wo si.
Until that anointing lifted.
Titi iboroyan yen bi kuro.
It was the anointing that killed him.
Ipa ohun lo papa pa.
He had an opportunity.
Oni anfani.
But he refused to take it.
I'm
praying for somebody here. Every power of wasted opportunity in your life shall be buried tonight in the name of
Jesus.
You can never find a lost opportunity. It's gone, it's gone. That's why somebody has said, luck is when preparation meets opportunity. Opportunities are like parking spaces. They favor those who get there first. There is opportunity that Almighty has ordained for your life. May you not miss those opportunities in the name of Jesus. Scriptures are full of people. Men and women who wasted their divine opportunity. May you not waste your divine opportunity. Adam and Eve.
Adamu ati Eva.
They had a fantastic opportunity. Opportunity never to grow old. Opportunity to remain in that garden for life. They messed it up. There we are now.
Cain
was getting angry. God advising. Say, why are you angry? Say, if your offering is not acceptable, then improve it.
But
he wasted that opportunity. Lot had a brother called Abraham. He was moving with
Abraham.
But he didn't copy much of Abraham. We read in the Bible that everywhere Abraham went, he built altars. We never read that Lot built any altar. He moved with Abraham, but he was wasted. The man of Sodom and
Gomorrah.
Angels came to town to destroy their city. They had opportunity to see them and to appeal to them. Sorry, don't destroy this place. We shall repent.
But
instead of that, they wanted to sleep with the angels. Opportunity lost. Saul had an opportunity to become king and for his lineage to become king forever. He lost it.
Gehazi
would have been the most powerful prophet in the Old Testament. He had an opportunity. He lost it. Last week we were reading about Jerusalem and what happened.
Jerusalem at Jerusalem.
Jesus looked at Jerusalem.
Jesus wo Jerusalem.
And he wept.
What is suffering?
Said Jerusalem,
Jerusalem, Jerusalem,
killing all the prophets that are sent to you.
Said,
I want to gather you as chicks under the
hen.
But you have refused. You do not know the time of your visitation. Jerusalem missed the opportunity. There is a problem now with Jerusalem, even as we speak. Lot never took advantage of his relationship with Abraham. Gehazi did not take advantage of his relationship with Elisha. Demas did not take advantage of his relationship with Paul. Look,
But Dema ko shamulo ajosepo to nbe laarin ohun ati Paul pelu Luke.
The prodigal son in the Bible.
Omo ninu kuno nnu Bibeli.
Very good example of wasted opportunity.
Apere to da ni nipa anfani te eyan fi sofo.
He wasted the opportunity of his father's advice.
O fi anfani imoran baba re sofo.
And he became a pauper instead of rich.
Akuse depo ko di Olorun.
Judas had the best counselor, the best preacher, the best teacher, but he wasted it.
Judas, only oludamoran to da julo, olukoni to dara julo, oniwaasu to dara julo, sugbon o fi anfani na sofo.
As I stand here today,
Timothy Droney Iloni,
my heart goes out in sadness for so many young men and pastors who are supposed to be in this ministry but they are out of it.
Okan mi gbogbe nitori pe opolopo odokunrin opolopo awon oluswaguton to ye kan wa nu ile ise iranse sugbon ti won si nbi bayi.
The enemy has moved them out.
O ta ti ti won jade.
They missed the opportunity.
Won ta se anfani.
They didn't know that nobody comes to the mountain of fire by chance.
Won mo pe ko seni to sesi n wa sori oke na ti se iyanu.
And they did not know that there are at least 4 major curses on the head of pastors who break churches.
Wọ́n sì mọ̀ pé ó kéré jù egun mẹ́rin gbáko ló wà lórí àwọn olùṣọ́àgùtàn tó bá ń tú yọ.
What if you break a house of God?
Tó bá tú ilé Ọlọ́run.
If you are a pastor, if you are not happy in your church, the only thing you hold that church is take your Bible and walk away.
Tó bá jẹ́ olùṣọ́àgùtàn tínú rẹ ò sì dùn nínú ìjọ kan, ohun kan ṣo tó jẹ́ ìjọ yẹn ni pé kó gbé Bíbélì rẹ kó sì kúrò nínú ìjọ náà.
Take your Bible and walk away.
Gbé Bíbélì rẹ kó sì kúrò nínú ìjọ náà.
That's the only thing you owe that church.
Ohun kan ṣo tó jẹ́ ìjọ náà nìyẹn.
But if you don't do that,
ṣùgbọ́n bó o bá ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀,
you break the church,
to tú ìjọ,
you took people away,
to yapa.
Not only are you under a curse, that pastor?
Kì í ṣe pé olùṣọ́àgùtàn yẹn kò wà lábẹ́ ègún nìkan.
Stagnancy.
Ìdágúnsójú
kan. Tragedy.
Ìjàmbá.
Oblivion.
Dídi ẹni tá ò mọ̀.
And blood guiltiness.
Àti ẹbí ẹ̀jẹ̀.
You are guilty of the blood of those that you have made a shipwreck of their faith.
Onítàn yóò jẹ ẹbí ẹ̀jẹ̀ àwọn ẹni tó ti da ìgbàgbọ́ wọn rú.
That curse will be wrong. And then it is also generational.
O tun wa je nkan irandiran.
Now to now worsen the case.
That wa mu koro won buru si.
If you follow a rebellious pastor, you come under a curse.
Bo ba tele olusagutan to ya olote, iwo na yo tun bo sabe egun.
And this is a serious matter that has put so many Christians under curses.
Nkan to le ni yi to ti mu ki opolopo Christian o bo sabe egun orisirisi.
What is wrong in being an assistant pastor?
Kini burunu keyan je isangbe olusagutan
kan? What is wrong in being a branch pastor?
Kilo burunu keyan je olusagutan leka?
What is wrong in being a zona pastor?
Kilo burunu ka je olusagutan eko kekere?
Where God has positioned you, sit down there well.
Nibi to Olorun fi o kale ti joko daada sibe.
It is better.
O sun obe o.
To be the leg of a lion.
Lati je ese kiniun.
Than to be the head of a cockroach.
Yuke eyan je ori ayan.
No matter what.
Bo ti wu kori.
The leg of a lion.
Ese kiniun.
Is bigger, mightier and stronger than the head of a cockroach any day.
O tobi, o lagbara, o si ni kimi ju ori ayan lo lojo kojo.
Is more respected even than the head of that cockroach.
Won bo wo fun. Ju ori ayan lo.
So your coming here is an opportunity.
We were seeing anfani ni.
You must use it well.
O gbodo lo daada.
It will be a tragedy.
Ijamba ni yo je.
When you allow your opportunities to be attacked.
O ba fi aye gba won lati gbogun ti anfani
re. Stolen.
Abi ki won ji.
To be wasted.
Ki won fi sofo.
To be reversed.
Ki won yi seyin.
To be buried.
Ki won gbe ebe.
To be neglected.
Ki won shata re.
To be stolen away.
Abi ki won ji mo lowo.
And this is a very very serious matter.
Oro to si le ni oro yi.
I pray once again.
O gbadura lekan si.
That you will not be a candidate.
Se o ni di any
of wasted opportunities.
To fi anfani sofo.
In the name of Jesus.
Oruko Jesu.
Rise to your feet now.
E dide duro bayi.
And bring out your manna water.
Ko si mu omi manna re jade.
Bring out your manna water.
Mu omi manna re jade.
All eyes closed.
Igbogbo akajiju.
Let your amen roar like fire and like thunder.
Ye ki amen re ko ma dun bi ina ati ara.
As I pronounce the power of God upon this water.
Ibi wo se pase ki agbara Olorun wo inu omi yi.
Father, we thank you.
Baba, adupe lowo yin.
For your children that are gathered here.
Mu awon omo yin to peju pese si yin.
Any power.
Agbara kagbara.
that is fashioning evil against anyone.
Don't put it where we be, Lodi, see any Kenny.
When you drink this water,
over mommy,
their evil shall backfire in the name of
Jesus. Your father, they want Lodi, you look at Jesus.
The anointing that disgraces witchcraft. The anointing that disgraces infirmity. The anointing that disgraces bad luck. Fall upon this water in the name of
Jesus.
You water become the water of healing. The water of deliverance. 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 The water of healing. The water of deliverance.